It's Personal Finance Monday. We kick off the segment with a discussion on how to prepare your finances for divorce. CEO at the Foundation Family Wealth, Sunel Feldman, joins us for tonight's conversation. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Divorce, finances, they go together, but we never want to hear them in the same sentence. How would you like to kick off this segment?
I know it's such a difficult topic, and it's something that we don't want to prepare for. I always say that in our textbooks as financial planners, we learned about death and disability, but nothing about divorce.
Nothing.
And it's increased so much in the last few years. It's
right.
So much more prevalent than in the past that it is a topic, unfortunately, that we do have to consider.
Yep, and we see reports often saying that January is that time where the divorce rates or even divorce numbers or divorce applications are going up. This is the time when we should be having the conversation? Or is it too late at that point?
Unfortunately, it's almost always too late when you're already talking about divorce. Planning for divorce has to really start, unfortunately, when you get married.
Right.
And we don't want to think about that when we get married or even during the marriage. We don't plan to get divorced, but we should. You know, we should really plan. And I always say that you can't divide what you don't know about, and you can't divide what you don't own, and you can't divide what you don't have. So planning for divorce is very, very important, but it's just part and parcel of, you know, really normal financial planning. And if your normal financial planning is in order, it should be easy to get divorced.
That said, where does one start, especially when you mention you don't really know where to start? You don't really know what is it that may be separated later? What is it that belongs to me? Where do you start?
So really, you have to start with your marriage contract and understand right from the start, at the outset of your marriage, how you are married, and that depends on your marriage contract. So, you know, what you're entitled to in the divorce depends entirely on that. And then you need to know, you know, when you go into the marriage, what is it that you own and what is it that your spouse owns? And then keep track of that during the marriage so that you know what is what can be divided
right.
at the end of the marriage. That is the most important things in terms of assets. For women specifically who are often still dependent to some extent on husbands because they're mothers and their careers take second choice and second place in the family. It's often also quite important to understand the family budget and to understand what is it that we need to live on.
Yeah.
And that's a very important point. Those two things when you get divorced is very important. What assets do we have and what is our budget and how much do I need to live on?
That discussion, it's not an individual discussion to have because we are talking about two people coming together. Within these two people, is it a discussion that they then have separately with their financial advisors, or do couples need a joint conversation with a financial planner on preparing for this?
That depends very much on the couple. You know, it depends also how you dealt with your finances during the marriage.
All right.
You know, we see so many different ways of dealing with finances, and it's it really, really depends on the couple. But what I would say is that if you kept your finances quite separate as a couple and you were both financially independent, you know, that obviously can also create quite a lot of issues because then you don't know what the other one has got, what the assets are that can be divided. I still think for most couples there should be joint conversations during the marriage. And it's particularly difficult to have those conversations for the first time, you know, when you're with a mediator or a divorce attorney or a joint financial planner. I mean, ideally it should be joint. Ideally it should be mediated. Ideally, you know, it should be undisputed, and it can be very quick and easy. It doesn't have to be so drawn out and painful. But unfortunately, it happens.
Do you find that people are seeking this type of advice before they even think about marriage? I mean, if I as a young woman decide to come and see you as a financial planner, is that question often asked? How do I prepare financially should this eventuality happen to me?
No, I don't think people think about it. I don't think people think about their marriage contract. And in South Africa, it's even more complicated because a lot of people don't marry, they don't have civil marriages. They have marriages pertaining to their religion or their custom.
Yeah.
So people don't think about it in advance. And definitely, I would say, it's long before you even think about divorce, you have to think about this, especially if you anticipate an acrimonious divorce. You have to anticipate that the issues that can arise, and you have to plan for it, and sometimes you have to be clever about it. You have to choose your timing.
I love the word clever about it. We are in conversation with CEO at the Foundation Family Wealth, Sunel Feldman, for Personal Finance Monday here on Money Talk, talking about how to prepare financially for a divorce. Now, Sunel, I want us to talk about the different types of contracts that are out there. Share your knowledge with us. What is out there? What options do couples have?
So in South Africa, basically, there are two ways that you can get married. The one is in community of property, and the one is out of community of property. So in community of property, that is the default. Mm-hmm. So if you have not signed a antenuptial contract, then you are most probably married in community of property.
Yeah.
So it has its, you know, its pros and cons, and couples need to decide on this before they even get married.
Mm.
So, but generally, it's protective in divorce, especially for the dependent spouse.
Okay.
When you're married out of community of property, there are two choices. You can either marry with the accrual system, which means that whatever accrues after the marriage will be shared, or without the accrual system, which actually just means that your finances are absolutely completely separate.
Mm.
So there are good reasons for all of these different marriage regimes,
yes.
And you should discuss that with your attorney or your financial planner. Just one more thing is, if you were married outside of South Africa, the marriage contract that will apply, the marriage regime that will apply, will be the one of your domicile at the time of your marriage. That's a very, very important point as well.
Thank you so much for your time. CEO at the Foundation Family Wealth, Sunel Feldman, talking to us for Personal Finance Monday about how to financially prepare for divorce.